Superintendent, good morning.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
Very well. Tell me a little bit about your background.
Well, I've been in education for 18 years. I've been a superintendent for the past 10 years, one district on the east side of the state near Flint, and here in Forest Hills for the last 5 years.
And Grand Rapids has just really put a strong emphasis on education. And at first, I thought it was mainly with athletics because athletics in that area does so well. But in the last year or so, we've talked with a lot of folks from that part of the area, and Grand Rapids puts a lot of emphasis on education.
Yes, we certainly do. We are blessed with incredibly involved and active parents, and they have high expectations for our schools and the education for their kids and the operation of our schools. And it all seems to be working very well from that standpoint.
There is a case. It's called the Adair case, and it's a unfunded state mandate where school districts are spending, and from what I understand, tens of millions of dollars to compile mountains of information. And I guess, from what I understand, most of this information has nothing to do with academics, but the information apparently is to satisfy bureaucratic requests. I wanted you to talk about the specifics of this.
Sure. This truly has been an underreported story, so I really appreciate your taking an interest in this. We, as school districts, for 11 years now, have been sending information. In my district's case, every year I send about 5 copy boxes worth of information that has nothing to do with academic performance, but all sorts of bureaucratic information. Some of it I couldn't even explain, but some of it is mundane as student phone numbers. I don't know why the state is interested in collecting phone numbers of our students, but we send it all in these big, huge computer files that the districts have to develop themselves. The state doesn't do that for us. And we spend, literally in my district, hundreds of thousands of dollars on this. I can cut teachers, I can cut media specialists or counselors, but I certainly can't cut any of the data people that the state mandates does all of this work. And it serves no educational benefit, but it certainly is wasteful spending.
So I would imagine this info, if not handed in, would dictate the amount of funds that you receive for a school year?
Yes, if we don't turn this information in, and we have submissions happening electronically every single month, I send over 1 million pieces of data regarding students. And this is not student achievement information. This is where students were born, what their phone number is. It goes on and on, 130 data points for each individual student in my district that I send 3 times a year. And if we don't send that, we're penalized in not receiving the state operational funding to operate our school system.
Did you have to hire additional workers for this?
Absolutely. I would say I have almost 3 full-time workers now dedicated to this. I had to build a specific computer software system, and they constantly update it all the time. And the changes in the software would just boggle your mind in terms of the bureaucratic stuff. So, for instance, to enter a phone number, we've had 4 different communications about how we do that, and it just goes on and on and on.
Who do you send this information to?
We send this information to a bureaucratic agency called the Center for Educational Performance and Information in Lansing. They're part of the Office of the State Budget Director and Office of Management and Budget. Again, we've been doing this for 11 years, and there's a specific portion of the state constitution says the state cannot mandate a local unit of government to do something that costs the local unit of government money. And this certainly has cost us money every single year for the last 11 years.
Well, I guess if I was to play devil's advocate, maybe this information is needed to make sure that these students are here to know more about the people that they're serving. But you disagree with that?
No, absolutely. Michigan spends more money on public education than any other single area of government. So I think it makes sense that we have an accountability system for the taxpayers of the state. I just believe this is complete overkill. Like I say, I'm sending five copy boxes worth of data to the state every year when I think maybe I only need to send two copy boxes worth of data. But nobody from the state will want to sit down and look and sift through that. Instead, it's just a revolving door of bureaucrats that come through this agency, and they don't know what the previous bureaucrats recommended, and they just pile on like a never-ending sandwich of bureaucratic regulation.
And you're not compensated for this?
Oh, no, no. We have not been, and that's where we won the Supreme Court case this summer after 11 years in court, where they said, indeed, this violates the Constitution, and this takes money out of the classroom and puts it into these bureaucratic areas as an unfunded mandate. But we still have not seen anything from the state, and I'm really not looking for extra money. I'm looking to trim costs. I just believe we're doing a lot of unnecessary work here with the taxpayers' money, and there's not as much of that to go around, so let's look to trim some of this down. Let's still have an accountability system for how we spend our money, but let's make sure we've got an efficient accountability system as well.
So what's next? How do you plan to battle this?
Well, House of Representatives voted through a $25 million appropriation right before, they did it about a week ago, and now right after Thanksgiving break, the Senate will take up that bill. It's a supplemental appropriation bill. The House had no hearing on it and no debate on it, and they got the $25 million from taking $13 million that's already allocated to schools for classroom spending, and then adding another $12 million where they think there's going to be growth in taxes, and who knows if that'll materialize or not.
You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. We're talking with Superintendent Daniel Beam of Forest Hills School District in Grand Rapids. Before we let you go, your assessment of how Governor Jennifer Granholm has served the schools, and what do you hope for from Rick Snyder?
Well, I think these have been tough times for anyone in the governor's office. I think I would have mixed reviews for Governor Granholm, things that she's done well and things that I think she's missed some opportunities on. I think for Governor Snyder, certainly we can find many more efficiencies. I think that's what he's looking for. In the school system, I don't think we need to be out there looking for more money. We need to be looking for creative ideas to work with the money that we have and cut costs where we can. And in some cases, such as this case as Adair, we just need some help from the state to be able to cut those costs.
All right, Superintendent, thanks so much for your time.
Great. Thank you, Tony.